12 minutes past 10. Good morning, Lagos. Welcome to another good experience on radio. It's the standard of feel-good radio right here in the city of Lagos and beyond. Wherever you're listening to the sounds of our voices, well, you're listening to the sound of Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Yes. I am Collins, never alone, never working alone, even though I'm not a Liverpool fan.
You have to be.
She's a Liverpool fan, and all of a sudden, she has been trying to woo me. Not when we have these beautiful things going on for us now with Chelsea. I mean, look at what happened in the FA Cup. I mean, a lot going on for us right now. Not even now for me to move away from Chelsea. But hey, how are you doing, Andrea?
I'm very well, thank you. And how are you too?
I'm great. To say the least. You know, there's a challenge. Is pain sometimes part of the human experience, right? So I made up my mind that irrespective of how I feel, I would not allow the pain, the challenges, the problems, you know, steal my happiness.
Okay.
So yes, the answer is yes, I'm fine. But I actually woke up this morning
with pain,
with serious tooth pain and toothache. And if you know how that is, you would understand what I'm going through. I think one of my joy is swollen right now. And that's been the experience. But hey, we're here. We have to talk. We have to get the job done, right?
That's right. Absolutely. You'll be fine.
I know.
You'll be fine.
How about you?
I think for me, the weekend was a little refreshing.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I had the time to rest, something that I think I haven't done in a while. So I had the opportunity to do that. Mm-hmm. I'm also hoping that people who are listening at the moment, Lagosians, wherever you are listening, I hope that you had the time to rest or the opportunity to rest and to also bond with family and friends. I think, yeah.
Very important because... sometimes you can get busy and get carried away with the activities around Lagos and forget that, man, there is family to take care of. There are people you owe that, obligation to at least check up on them and also bond with them. Because at the end of the day, they say family is everything, right?
That's right.
Absolutely. That's what they say. Uh-huh. So, but family is everything. That gives you an idea of why we're here. Don't leave me, they say. Well, we are going to have a family talk, of course, as usual. But first, it would be great to have a feel of what is happening with you wherever you are in the city of Lagos. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So...
Yeah, great. I mean, Lagos has to tell us how you're feeling, first of all. We have to know how you're feeling this morning. Let us know how you're feeling this morning. What exactly is happening around you? I'm actually feeling so bad for Collins at the moment. He's trying so hard to talk, and he's in pain also trying to talk. I wish that you can just say, you know, let me
just go and you do the show alone, right?
Yeah.
Lagos, are you good with that? Take a break for a second and just allow her to do the thing.
I feel so sad for you.
I trust she'll hold you down real good. But I had a thought in my mind. Like I said, I won't allow this pain steal my joy.
That's right.
I have a thought in my mind, and that thought has to do with Lagos. While you get set to call us and tell us how we are on, at what point in your life did you learn that whenever you touch a pot of soup, even if it was warmed just a few hours ago, a minute ago, you must warm it, especially at night, you must warm it again. At what point did you learn that in your career? Because you have the ways to learn it. The way I learned it was that I went to the port, you know, touched and still,
No.
So by the following morning, the first question I had was, I mean, there was no trace of anybody touching anything. But the next morning, what I heard was, who touched the soup or the stew or this? I can't remember what soup it was. And then I had to own up. And I was wondering, how did you know? He said, it is spoiled. The soup is spoiled. I said, how? See, you touched it and you're supposed to warm it. If you do not, it's going to get spoiled. Now, I just was thinking, Lagosians, maybe somebody will be learning that today.
Mm-hmm.
And at what point did you learn that when you touch a spot of soup by putting a spoon inside a dish and then... especially at night, you should You should warm it immediately.
Yeah, immediately, exactly.
Afterwards, or warm it before you dish for yourself.
I'm glad that you're bringing this up.
Yeah.
Because it's something I think we had quarrels over before you actually understood what I meant by if you're taking anything from the pot, you know, warm it because it was warmed before you touched it and you left it that way, maybe hoping it to still be okay till the following day. But, I think that's... I'm glad you've owned up completely.
Yeah, but what happened to the soup though? Is it the hand, bad hand? Why is it that when you touch it, I mean, is it because of the? I don't know. Somebody has explained to me why is the soup getting sour when it's touched.
I really cannot explain that. I really cannot say that this is why. You know, it gets spoiled after you have touched. Maybe somebody will tell us why. But I know, I've always known this growing up, that if you touch a soup without warming it the following day, it's going to, you know, get bad. It's going to get bad, yeah.
All right, guys, we'll get into our family talk indeed at 1:30. But for now, let's hear from you. Call 0700-993-993-993. And if you'd like to also call as a lady, there's a number for you.
That's right, 01465-7190.
I would have you take that again one more time. I like the sound of that.
All right, 01465-7190.
That's great. So, guys, you can also send a WhatsApp if you'd like to give us an update of what's happening in your neighborhood. You just want to say hi to the techers. So say, hey, hello, my weekend was great. You know, I saw something and I want to say something because we give you an opportunity also to see something and say something.
That's right.
So you can do that on WhatsApp on 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. 19 past the hour of 10. We're gradually getting to the 20 minutes mark after 10 on the show this morning. Shall we go to the calls?
Yes, absolutely. Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? What's up?
Cheers to life.
Oh, my goodness. Do call us back, okay? 0700-993-993-993.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. What's up?
Cheers to life.
Good morning.
Mercy, you have to turn down the volume on your radio or move away from it. Okay, great. Yes. How are you this morning?
Thank God this morning. So I just want to thank you people for the ticket last.
Okay. Have you seen the movie now?
I've not yet seen the movie, but I'll be very busy throughout the week, so I'll still go for it.
Alright,
there is a cinema ticket over here, so I'll go and see the movie.
That's all great. Right.
Great to know. Fine.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Please, be well for us.
Thank you. I will.
Hear you. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Well, right. That means a lot, man. She didn't forget the fact that...
You're in pain.
Yeah.
So sorry.
So it's still going back to the calls.
Hello. Hi, good morning.
What's up, Lego?
Yes.
What's up? Yes. Yes. I'm doing the yes for callers this time. He can't do the yes at this
moment. Chest alive.
Yeah.
Chest alive. How are you?
Colin, sorry.
Thank you, brother.
I don't know if I've called this show before, but if I mention the name, maybe you will know.
Okay.
Jesu Lokpeye,
yeah. I remember
that. I've called before, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Because I wanted to say it's my first time. See, Andrea.
Yes.
I can say because you are in the studio, it is my first time calling into the
studio.
Yes, because of that.
It's great to have you.
Welcome.
Yeah. See, I don't know.
How's the weekend for you?
Thank God it was summer, man. Till that yesterday, when they broke the news of one of the faithful fans on the radio channel, he died. Sports lover, he died. And in fact, it's still like a dream.
Wow.
Like with Marcel.
Yeah.
Wow. Like his phone. Marcel, we can't hear his voice again.
Wow.
And no matter how sad you are, once he calls, you must be happy. I don't want to know. You must be happy. I'm a United fan, Man United.
Okay.
He's a Chelsea fan. See, I hate Chelsea with passion. When it comes to Marcel, honestly, it makes it, I don't know how to just hate him. Like, I don't know. I miss him already.
I know,
honestly.
I know, right.
But
sorry about that, man. It's a sad experience for all of
very
us.
Very sad, man. Yeah. Very sad. It's painful.
Yeah, but it is.
I don't know, have you done anything
about pain? His tip?
The pain. Your own pain.
He'll go, I'll speak to you. He will go.
I'll speak to you. Because we need to be hearing your voice.
Nothing ever.
Just do something. At least, even if it's maybe 2 days off, Andrea can hold the show for you.
Okay.
Now, about the soup.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it is not all soup.
Okay.
It is only egusi I know about. It's only egusi, yes. Because me, I did touch soup for night too. I can go to the kitchen around 11. I can take stew and the next day nothing will happen.
I mean, that's stew.
Yes.
I don't think it happens for stews. But I think soups.
Soups is what I'm saying. Sorry, soups.
Okay. All right.
Like the palm oil one you did.
Yeah.
But it's only egusi. I don't dare. I don't even go there after they've warmed it in the night.
Okay.
But with normal soup, the red palm oil, everything, anything.
Okay.
I can touch it anyhow and it won't do anything.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Maybe he has not tasted or he has not cooked Ofe Oha and left it at night before and touched it.
Me even stew, I've had experience of stew, just touched the stew the full. Could it be, they say people have bad hands.
I don't want to attribute that to...
So there are no bad hands.
I don't know about that. I really don't know about that.
So guys, that's been on my thought and I felt that everyone can relate to that and I'm happy that one or two people can relate to that. We're going to break in the moment, but the calls are still buzzing, right?
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Who are we talking to? Fine.
Who are
we?
My name is Lola. Sorry, calling.
Hi. Thank you. Thank you.
You should gargle with warm, salty water. It will give you instant relief. I hope someone in your kitchen can bring that, so that you just take like 3 minutes break and do that.
Okay.
Warm water and salt.
Yes.
Okay.
Hot, yeah.
Okay.
Not so hot that you burn your mouth. But
warm water.
Warm, yes. It works like magic.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, just take a little break and go and do that. It will relieve you of the pain. And then you can take your pain reliever.
Okay. He's taking pain reliefs.
He's so
taking
do that warm, salty.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
What's up, Lego?
It's my first time.
Wow.
Oh, great to have you.
You are
great
welcome.
To have you. All right. Okay. Have a great day.
Absolutely.
Okay. We'll go on a short break at the moment. When we come back, we'll introduce to you our conversation today.
Okay.
Right, on Family Talk.
Mm-hmm.
We have something juicy we want to share. Should we already introduce a topic?
I mean, it would make a lot of sense for us to introduce a topic, especially with the fact that we have like 60 seconds before we go on a break. Or should we just hold on and when we come back and get into it straight up? But guys, if you are not streaming us on Facebook, you're probably missing out. Because we are live on Facebook also. Nigeria Info 99.3 on 99.3. Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook and on YouTube. That way you can find us. And check out how we look, man. And
I didn't mention, you're looking very good this
morning.
No,
you're looking amazing.
No, I was going to say that first to you.
Said, but
you're
we
looking
both say,
good.
You look
good.
Great. You look great.
Too. I mean, despite the pain.
Yeah, man.
It's to put in effort to look this good.
Now, just speak everything else. And, the matchup worked, I guess.
Yeah. All right. We're going to break at the moment. When we come back, we introduce to you our topic today on Family Talk. It's something that I know for a fact that you want to jump on and tell us what you absolutely think. We're going on a short break to stay with us.
South Lagos, baby. Get set.
All right, 11:38 on the clock right here, Nigeria Info 99.3. And yes, welcome to Family Talk on What's Up Lagos with the Techers. My name is Andrea Odwobi Teke.
And I'm Collins Teke. And the good thing is, there's a laughter that comes with the sound of your voice. I mean, it's embedded in it. You know, listening to that is quite healing, I must say.
Yeah. All right, Lagos, Nigeria. I hope you're feeling great. And then we asked you to send, telling us how you're feeling this morning. And then for some people already talking about the soup and coming up with theories on what is and what not. Uh-huh. Well, let's see first. This person is saying, Collins, are you stealing meat?
Who doesn't?
Matthew from Slurry. Suleri, I guess, he says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, Collins and Andrea. So sorry about your toothache, Collins. I felt it in your voice when you were reading the news this morning. Yeah. And he says, Pele, I have been in the situation on many occasions, so please go to the dentist immediately after your show today. I'm hoping that he's going to take heed of that. All right, Francis from Ojo says, what's up, Lagos? Collins, it's called bad hand.
Bad hand.
Yeah. It's bad hand that will cause the soup to sour. As for me, I have skills that I can use to put the meat from the pot and, go sour. Okay, so if you're wondering what some people are responding to, so Collins came up with this thought that has been in his mind for quite a while. The fact that he has gone to my pot on several occasions to go, to steal meat in the middle of the night. And, the next morning, I'm wondering why the soup is bad. And that's because somebody had put his hand inside the soup. So he's wondering, why do we have this soup turning bad? Is it bad hand or is it something else? All right. So Jeff from Mikotin says, get well soon, Collins. I'm missing your vibe. Tosin Adebambo from Moe says, good morning, Collins. Try and get yourself Lonac Plus.
Okay.
He says it will relieve you of the pain.
Okay.
All right. Moving on quickly. This is a complaint. I think it's coming from, what's your name? Topsy. He says, I live in Awuyaya community. Ogulona Christians is the first interlocked street there. But now the stand dredging company and the trailer have totally damaged the Awuyaya Road. All right. He said, I have pleaded with the Bales several times. We have also reported to Lagos State Environment Department in Alausa, and they have. Okay. And he's saying the road is still the way it is.
Okay.
Thank you for the complaint. And I think that the.
Looking at it, right?
Yeah. Maxwell Paul from Okonjo.
Akonjo, right?
Akonjo, I'm so sorry. Yeah. Says, good morning, the happy couple, the Tekes. What's up, Lagos? My weekend was not fine because one of the fans of Femi and the Gang is gone.
Yeah.
So sorry about that.
Worried about that.
So sorry. A lot of text messages, I mean, a lot of WhatsApp messages, but we have to go straight to what we're talking about. But
yes, a lot of messages on Facebook, those who are streaming live from all around the world.
Hi.
Hello, everyone. Ya. Hey. See me, I'm raising my hand, I'm saying hi, I'm waving at you. Mm-hmm. She did the same too, did she?
Oh, goodness.
Okay, these are the messages. Good morning, Collins. My faves, the Techers. Hope you had a good weekend. That's coming from our regular guy, that's Kindy, Popola. Thank you so much for that. And also, there's a message here that I have to take quickly. Waboko Promise Uche says, Collins, I'm so angry. This morning, why are you angry? He said, I almost hit a guy with my car this morning because I was angry. Please don't hit somebody with anger. Hey, that's J-Lo. And more so, I said, see, I went for an interview and this morning and the interviewer asked me, are you Yoruba? Are you a Yoruba person? And I said that I'm from Abia State. Then he told me that he's sorry, I can't get the job because he can't trust anybody from the East.
Oh, wow.
He said, like, seriously, this man didn't even ask me any further question. This man just spoiled my day. Yeah.
Wow. So sorry about that.
But you know,
that could be heartbreaking.
As sad as that sound, is a reality of many experiences. We say we are together, yet we only realize that we are brothers and sisters when we realize that we are from the same place. Where are you from? I'm from the East. Where in the East? I'm from Abia. Oh, me, I'm from Imo. So we're not brothers. Where are you from? I'm from the West, Southwest. Where is he? Oyo and Oshun? Say, I'm from Oshun. Okay. Even though Oyo and Oshun used to be together. No. You say, no, we are Oshun. We are this. That difference, that dividing. It's a part of our DNA. Now we're taking it to the professional space. Of course, it has always been there. So I don't sound like I'm surprised. I don't say, what? I won't do what? Because
it's a reality.
It's sad. Mm-hmm. And thank you for bringing this to the fore. Let's again remind ourselves for the need to love one another and leave as one, irrespective of where we come from.
That's right. Talking about love, love is part of the things, I mean, one of the key things in marriages these days,
right?
Mm-hmm. I would say not these days, generally. In marriages, love should be one of the key things that drives the marriage, right? Am I right?
Yes,
because some people say love is just a tiny little bit of it. But I don't think I'm part of those people from that school of thought. They're saying that love is a tiny little bit of it. I really don't think that love is a tiny little bit.
No, love is all that there is. You know, that's what keeps, that's the most powerful thing that keeps the world going, whether we agree or not. Without love, it would be a chaotic situation. It's love that makes you look back and think. And I mean, generally, talk less of, you know, a family and a relationship and marriages.
So today on the show, we want to find out a few things about marriages back in the day and marriages in recent times. Now, do you think that there have been differences? Do you think that there are changes? The things that, you know, used to happen back in the day, marriages were better. I mean, we heard people say marriages back in the day were better, last longer than marriages that we have in recent times. Do you agree? Are you part of those people who think that marriages back in the day were better off than marriages that we're having now?
I wasn't there back in the day. But
I mean, you saw your parents.
I know for sure that there are take homes from the past and take homes from now. There are things that things have changed.
That's
all right. There are things that have dropped over along the line.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe people just woke and say, no, we can't take this anymore. I mean, last week you heard about one of the callers that said, you know, to get married to a particular family, the girl will have to stay with the family of the groom
for four days.
Wake up early in the morning,
sweep
the house, clean everywhere, prepare food alone. And they wake up and say, this is a good wife. I mean, that was what it was back in the day. There are a lot of our parents who went through that just to get married.
Mm-hmm.
And that aspect, of course, right now in our present day reality may not be a reality. And so there are negatives that haven't dropped. There are things that have changed positively and there are things that have changed negatively.
I mean, but back in the day, they thought that that was the ultimate. They thought that that's the best way for you to know if a woman is ripe and good enough to marry a man, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why is it that it doesn't tally anymore? Why is it that it doesn't sound great anymore?
Okay,
today we want to sample people's opinion. We want to sample your opinion as to what marriages then and now.
Mm-hmm.
We also want to highlight the changes, the differences in marriages.
Mm-hmm.
We also want to understudy what you think and why marriages have changed.
Hmm. A lot of reasons, guys. So, but let's, for almost the entirety of the millennium, marriages, or marriage specifically, was the central institution through which men's and women's interactions, you know, were channeled, both towards each other and within the community as a whole. Now, most societies used marriage to consolidate or transfer property, control social and sexual affiliations. So, not just that, even to construct political alliances, establish social support networks, determine children's rights and obligations, that's the marriage, so redistribute resources to dependents, organize intergenerational, you know, relations. We talked about last week how we used to gather together and meet, this your uncle, this your family members. And then also marriages were used to govern the division of labor by gender. That's what it used to be.
You agree with me that our concept of marriage today is different from what it was or what it has been, right? 100 years ago.
That's right.
Now, within many families of the 18th and 19th century, an often humiliating subordination to the male head of the household. Now, sometimes enforced by violence.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this was the norm back in the day.
Yeah.
Women and children usually had lower standard of living than the husbands and fathers.
Mm-hmm.
Where we have cases where the father is supposed to eat 5 meats. The children will eat 1 meat. The wife might not even see meat to eat.
The
husband, you know, his plate of food is usually bigger, larger than the children. And then sometimes the wife might not even see what to eat.
Hmm.
Now, this has been the norm back in the day.
Yeah.
He is the head. He must do this. He is the one who goes out to cater.
Mm.
And so because he's the one who then does in catering, I mean, going out to fend for brings the bar. Exactly.
It was more.
He deserves the larger part and larger portion of the everything. Meal of everything.
I actually look forward to becoming a dad. You look forward to becoming a married man. Back in the day, when I looked up my,
your dad was treated.
My stepfather, you know, they'll bring his bowl. There are two separate bowls. There's one if it's rice. There'll be rice that 6-10 people can eat. He'll be there. Not that he will finish everything, but just to let him know that. You know, your money is working.
It's the head.
So as a kid, I was like, one day I'm going to become a man and I'm going to enjoy this. And this is why today on Family Talk, of course, we'll be looking at your opinions on the differences between marriages of then and now.
Wow. It's funny how she mentions that you've always looked for how to, forward to being a father.
Yeah.
Forward to being a husband.
Yeah.
But those things, right, when I dish food for you and give you meat and fish or plenty enough, you say, do I want to kill you?
Things change, man.
Why? Why did it change?
Because, it's just sometimes you plan, you think that everything that you see, your parents' experience will become your experience. And until you grow and realize that your personality is different and your own experience of life is different. And that's what determines the decisions you take. Now, personally, before now, a bit younger in my, as a teenager, growing up, when I was in my, early 20s, I remember I used to gush a lot, eat. With my friends would be like, you too like food, you too like. And then when I, in my mid-20s, I could not eat, I stopped eating that much. And when I got married, I think it became like a part of me already. So most times when you dish the food for me, I'm like, you know that I prefer you doing small portions of food different time. Maybe it just comes with age. It comes with, as you grow on experience. But it's the direct opposite of what I wish I was going to be growing up.
It's all right.
Yeah.
It's all right. Okay, Lagos, Nigeria, we want to hear from you this morning. What do you think changed then and now? Forget the fact that we're mentioning about food. It's just an example, right? Yeah. We've heard cases that marriages are last longer back in the day compared to marriages now. In fact, there are statistics as to that. The divorce rate in marriages are higher now compared to back in the days.
Because
we want to know why. Why do we have marriages that worked? We have people who had been together for 35 years, people who had been together for 25 years. And, you know, in recent times, you hear people who just were married for 6 months, people who were married for 1 year. 1 year is even a lot of time.
Yeah.
And then they are no longer together.
I've emceed a wedding that ended on the day of the wedding, you know. Yes, it ended that same day. Apparently, something had happened the previous day and they called it off, but because they had done a party already.
They just had to go with it.
Say, let's just do it. So I just got there after all the plans, and then they told me, Collins, tomorrow, mention. High table, Hassan. So the best man just came to me and said, Collins, don't mention high table. Don't go and say people sit here. As you see, when you get there, just go there, announce. When they come in, they sit down, people should eat, and that's it. That's soft work for me now, at least. I asked for my balance.
Oh, my goodness.
I immediately asked for my balance.
Did you later find out what happened?
Yeah, what happened was that, they both cheated on themselves. The parents caught the both of them, they cheated on themselves the day before the wedding.
And the parents caught
one, they went to do one last round before the wedding.
Oh, my
God. They were both caught by different people, and family sat and said, you cannot. The husband will say, how can you? They say, how can you too? So now, it's not as if they did it because they're angry. They just wanted to quickly run. So, let me end this. Since I'm getting married, after this, I can't. I think that was the situation.
Wow.
And then the family decided to end it. Just like that.
We talked about divorce rates, right? Now, let me give you the statistics. It says, in the 50s, the divorce rates were 23%. And of course, that did not mean all marriages, right? In the 50s, that weren't happy, okay? But people in the 1940s and 1950s believed that divorces were regarded as a deviant behavior and a public acknowledgement of failure. So that was the mentality that a lot of marriages had. And if you hear D, lasso, you are failed.
Those are failed woman. The society already stigmatizes you. Like, divorce lady, you can't keep your home. They blame the woman. And the man will go scot-free and he could just go on and marry someone else.
I think now, you can see people who are proud to say that they are divorcees compared to how it used to be. The, yeah. the moment you mention that you were a divorcee, you were stigmatized.
In the past, yeah.
You're stigmatized.
Right now, some people say, go, girl. Well done. Your happiness is better.
It's key.
It's key, you know. So these are some of the differences, guys. I hope you're getting the drift. You're getting the whole idea. There are a list of differences that we have here that we'd like to mention. But we'd like to hear from you first.
What actually changed? What changed?
What a different marriages then and now. 0700-993-993-993. If you're not married yet, you might want to stay tuned because you've been learning a few things that have changed. Look, I used a archaic mindset of your parents many years ago to apply now. Well, this our generation is...
But that's another angle, okay. though. Mm. That's another angle. Do you think that we should still apply the principles that worked in marriages back in the day? Mm. Should we still apply those principles now? Would it work?
My thought is, you know, what works, what you agree on, works for you, you agree on. Whatever works for you. There'll be things along the line that are still very worthy that you can take note of and
right.
apply today.
That's
and there
right.
are things that must be dropped.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like we're due for another break. Oh, boy. Let's squeeze this in before we go. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Cheers to life.
Yeah, my name is Eunice, and I'm calling from Ikeja.
Hi.
Okay,
hi,
let's
Eunice.
Talk.
Good to have you.
Thank you. Talking about your topic this morning, I think a lot of things change when it comes to marriage and divorce. But I think to a lot of extent, the changes are a lot more positive. Because if you see the ages or the marriages of our parents, I'm in my 50s now, I'm 55.
Okay.
And I've been married for about 23 years.
Wow.
If you go back to our parents then, their marriages subsisted not necessarily because they enjoyed it, especially the mothers, you know, but because many of them couldn't take care of themselves, you know, they depended on the men for their, you know, for everything they
So sorry about that.
But at least a point was made, right?
That's right.
We'll
go on a short break at the moment. When we come back, of course, we'll continue the conversation. To stay with us. All right, welcome back. It's Nigeria Info 99.3. And of course, you're still hanging out with the Techers on Family Talk this morning. And we're asking you, marriages then and now, what changed?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that couples were more tolerant compared to now?
I mean, when I look at the past, all I think about is mothers sacrificing. Because I mean, even if you look at historically, like one of the callers said, marriages in the past had to do with more or less like you won a lottery, and
it was a big deal for the woman.
You get married, you now have a man in your life, hey, you're on doing better, you know, that kind of mindset.
Yeah,
but here we are in a generation where women are taking the forefront. Women can fend for themselves. So it's a question of, now I have power, so I can ask questions more or less than, you know, they would think. Though there are positives of the past, but trust me, it had to do with the fact that the man was in charge and the woman had no choice but to stay. I mean, it was allowed to get married to 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 women.
Yeah.
But as a woman, you cannot get married to 5, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
you
9, 10.
You would be stigmatized.
Even if you do it low-key, they'll call you many names.
That's right. I another thing I think is part of things that changed between then and now. Now, in the past, marriages were not based on two people who fell in love. I think that some marriages, or most of the marriages, were not based on two people who fell in love and want to be together. It was based on an arranged marriage, so to speak. So how my dad got married to my mom. Now, this is a story my mom told me. She said, my granddad, which is my dad's father, saw her one day. She was walking down. I think she went to the market to get something. And he saw her. And they were like, how are you? Fine. Oh, great. I would like to see your parents. And she was like, see my parents for what? And unknowingly to her, my granddad, you know, tracked her or traded her to till she got to the house. That was how he found out where she was staying. Now, the following day, he came on his own to see her parents. And, you know, he knocked at the door and she went and was like, hello, sir. Good morning, sir. You're in my house? Like, how did you know where I'm staying? He said, no, I just followed you and I knew where you are. So, are your parents at home? I would like to see your parents. And he came in, saw my granddad from my mom's place. Wow. That's my dad, my mom's father. And, you know, they got talking. They're both from Owerri, so it was sweet. They both, you know, got talking and they said, oh, I like your daughter. I want your daughter to marry my son.
Wow.
And, you know, they said, okay, let us see, hear from her. We'll talk to her and see if she's interested. And, you know, it went on. My dad had to come visit my mom's family. And from visiting, they got to know each other. And
here we
are. You know. I think that most of the marriages, and I'm not sure this story is peculiar to my mom and my dad. I'm sure that a lot of marriages also started at that. It's not that they both loved each other. Both of them, you know, found themselves and they say, okay, let's get married because I love you and you love me. This is based on, okay, our parents want us to get married.
Okay. Really, really beautiful story indeed. And their love story is exactly like you said.
Yeah.
Just exactly like that. We'll go back to the calls now. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. And if you're a lady, you can call 01465-7190. 01 or 01465-7190. I have a Sami Ediri on Facebook. It says, what's up, Lagos? It's Tekkers. The only thing that has not changed is ladies toasting men. Let them start toasting Biko and paying the groom price.
Let me ask you, if a woman comes to toast you, I hope you're not going to disrespect her, because a lot of men do not see that as, you know, a woman who is just being a woman. I mean, they don't see it as a norm. They would, see your cheek or something. Yeah.
Anyone that acts that way needs a lot of exposure. And that's not to insult anyone, but it's a fact. What's up, Lagos? The Tekkers. Someone says, civilization contributed to the problem marriages nowadays. Matthew from VI sending them messages. Civilization contributed. Let's go back to the calls.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Yeah, my name is Loretta. Quite an interesting topic this morning. Anyway, for me, this.
Why are you calling from, please?
I'm calling from Lagos.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. A lot of things have changed.
Okay.
You know, the civilization, the pressure. You want to talk about, you know, the stigmatization. A lot of things have evolved. So that's why you see. The divorce rate is on the high side. A lot of people don't give a damn. I don't care. I can fend for myself. I just want to be okay. Or some, you just hear that, provided I have kids, I'm fine. Just want this man off my back.
That means you're saying financial independence on the part of the woman is one of the contributing factors.
Why the divorce rate is high. We just want to, you know, back then, because I just heard about your own story, I think that's about similar thing happened with my own parents.
Okay.
You know, but we don't see that happening these days. We just, you know, look out. You just hear stories of how you met, how I met my husband, how I met my wife, like that. So, you know.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Yeah. I mean, you said that before. And I think also the previous caller said the same thing. How that it is because of women were, you know, taking more of the heat. All right. They were stigmatized. They were pressured. They were subdued back in the day. So right now they have more say. So is this such a good thing or a bad thing?
Lagos, answer that question. We need to know. We need to take more calls and find out what you have to say, and I'll get back to your question, Andre. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Hey. What's up? What's up? Good to have you.
Good to have you. Mr. and Mrs. Keke.
That's right. That's right.
You're correct.
I'm glad to hear from you guys.
We're glad to hear from you, too.
We're glad.
Good morning to you guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so happy.
Wow.
Oh, Oh my God, my friend just bust my IQ right now. Said the lady over there is your wife. I was like, for real? Say yes. I have to congratulate you guys, bro.
Wow, thanks so much.
Big up to you guys. I'm glad. Yeah, real friend, bro. Take care of yourself. Mama, big up to you as well. Cheers.
Thanks, man.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Aww.
I mean, feels good to know that you're inspired by the fact that we are real-life couples. This is why we have real-life conversations on family. And you're wondering, why marriage? You know why? Because tell me that family that does not start with a man and woman coming together. Hmm. Tell me a family that doesn't. Every family started from one man, one woman.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, you could say, no, mine is not like that, but there's got to be a man and a woman. To start
a
family.
Be in the world, right? Okay. Hello. The call is back. Hello.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Good
what's
to have
up?
You.
Yes. Cheers to life.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, you have Soshebo on the line.
Hi, Soshebo.
Yeah. Thank you. Colin.
Yes, sir.
There is what I used to do for toothache, so I don't know if it will help you.
Tell us, please.
Just a pinch of alum.
Okay.
Put it in a warm water.
Okay.
And use it to rinse the mouth.
Okay. All right. So what's it going to do? Yeah. Stop the pain or stop?
It will stop the pain.
All right. Okay. Great.
In fact, it will even kill what is causing the pain.
Okay.
Great.
That's how I do my own.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Sir Shiva.
Yes, that's for that. But you see, for marriages now, I think people are becoming more independent.
Okay. Mm.
And marriage hates something like that.
Mm.
Marriage wants man and woman to work together.
Yeah.
Okay. But man and woman, they are becoming more independent.
Self-dependent.
Mm-hmm. And they are not seeking what is pleasing to the other person, but they are seeking what is pleasing to oneself. And that is the root of the problem we are having today.
With divorce.
So, you see, when you call the attention of your partner, you see this movement you are making, I don't like it. Or you see this behavior, I don't like it. Instead of people working to change themselves, to become a better person to their partner, they prefer to walk away from that marriage. But sadly, they will take that bad behavior to a new marriage and the problem will continue. So people are becoming more independent and they don't want to seek what is pleasing to the other person.
All right,
thank you.
So that is the problem.
All right, thank you. He's saying that independence that we're getting more, it's affecting the marriage system.
In recent times.
Wow. But remind
us, do you think he has got a point?
I mean, there's a point in every point, actually. And this particular one, yeah, I think to some extent. But it all boils down to, conversation. It comes down to you guys, both of you, the people involved, the two people involved, talking to each other. I mean, if you walk away because someone corrected you, I don't think it's because of independence. It could be because you haven't found the need, or you need knowledge on how to get better, and you need help. That's the best way to put it.
Okay.
You just need help. Another call here. What's up, Lagos?
Please turn down the volume on your radio. Or move away from it, please.
Hello, what's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Good morning. What's up to you? How you doing?
Great. And you?
We're doing great, but, you know, Colin's a little down with his toothache. But he's fine, I guess.
Are we?
I think you should adhere to the remedy from the previous caller.
Okay.
Okay.
I've tried that too, and it has worked for me.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. So let's talk.
My name is Ola from Lagos, and I'm also in the same boat as the previous caller.
Okay.
I think a lot of independence has made the marriage institution very difficult to keep. And I think, in as much as you are more civilized, more informed, more educated, I think we should still take some learnings from our parents.
Okay.
What? A man and a woman, even though they are both making some money, but each one should still have a role that they know that they bear in the family. The man is still the head and the woman is still supporting him. So when we begin to change this this narrative, then I think we'll have challenges. Really.
Okay.
So on this part, I totally think we should adhere to that. Because one thing we don't account for most of the time, we don't account for the mental situation that we live ourselves after the marriage. So we all go to clamor for divorce, clamor for all of this. But you leave people very broken, very destabilized, and they transfer this negativity onto their next relationships.
That's right.
I think everyone should know their place, and it doesn't stop anyone from working. It doesn't stop anyone from having a voice.
Mm-hmm.
But once you know your place, I think it's better to drive the stability that is required in a marriage.
Okay.
Fantastic. Wow. Well said. I mean, I kind of agree with what he said. I totally agree, because if we do not balance it, there will be a problem. And he mentioned something very vital. When divorce is your immediate option, people do not go back to think, check on the emotional states of the divorcees.
Actually,
yes.
Yeah.
And these guys go into the town, have the men, and you hear statements like, men are scum, men, and you know, you hear things like, women are dads, I don't have anything. Some women say, don't worry, for this thing this woman did to me, I'm going to make sure
every other woman
will suffer in
my
hand.
Or every other man will suffer.
And the society suffers for it. Now, the idea for these conversations really is not because we don't get anything to talk about. It's because we understand the value of the family. We understand what it takes, you know, for a family to be stable, to be together. We realize that it is important for that relationship between that man and the woman in a marriage, for it to be gotten right, for us to be able to get a good family, and also, in turn, also have a great society.
That's right. Now, still talking about divorce, right? The divorce rates. According to the National Bureau of Statistics, the rate of divorce in Nigeria is still actually very low.
It's very low, okay?
Yeah. Going with the figures, in the year 2017, only 0.2% of men and 0.3% of women have gone through a legal divorce.
Legal, okay.
Yes, that's right. A lot of people are separated, but I'm not sure a lot of people are actually divorced.
So people are staying in the same house, but they're divorced.
But well, not legally.
So do you agree with that statistics? I mean, it's a National Bureau of Statistics.
It said
but
they're legally.
Legally.
That is going through the law. Legal. Yeah. It's very few. Now, very few people actually go back to you know, actually take legal steps to separate or to divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are separated, but, you know, they're not legally divorced.
That's right. That's totally right.
Yes,
17 past the hour of 11 on What's Up Lagos Family Talk.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good day.
Good day.
My name is Agwoma.
Agwoma, welcome.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I want to talk. I want to have a little bit deviation of what we are talking about. My problem is, where do we draw line between advancement to a relationship vis-a-vis the red line of sexual abuse? Now, if you look at it in the currently, almost every advancement constitutes sexual abuse.
Okay.
You can see, if I tell a girl, oh, you look beautiful, depending on who is listening, it amounts to sexual abuse. If I say, oh, I love this dressing, it amounts to sexual abuse. Look at the situation with Anthony Cuomo, of the governor of New York, who had asked his aides, and say, how do you see a relationship between the elderly person and younger girl?
Mm-hmm.
And to her, that considered a sexual abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And even though Anthony Cuomo is not married, he's a single man.
Mm.
And so it happens here and there. We've seen this every now and then. So to me, 95% of every relationship, I'm talking about marriage, was consummated by abuse, sexual abuse, as we have it now under its current definition. So what is the red line? Where do we have the red line?
Okay. I mean, even though that's not our topic, but, you know, our societies are different. All the people you have mentioned, they are, by the way, they're in a society that, you know, takes these things very seriously. There are laws. You know, you can't even give a compliment just like that. I mean, I remember a friend of mine in the U.S. used to tell me what she went through. I mean, a staff, a colleague of ours, that actually, you know, was going to court because someone just played a compliment. So in our society, let's be real, man, in this society where we are, in African society, I don't think that's a big problem as much, except if you would know if somebody wants to, you know, I mean, except if you just want to specifically, Abby, I don't know what Andrea has to say about
that.
But that's not our topic.
That's not our topic, please. So before we deviate.
One second comment and we'll move on.
Anyway, there are sexist comments, sexist statements. And I think that, just like you said, a society outside of Nigeria, especially in the US, they take these things very serious. It's just here in Africa where most of we're still very much in a patriarchy society where, you know,
there are so many sexist comments
that, yeah,
even the lady would say, oh,
and still do not know that they're being, the person who is, you know, passing that comment to you is actually being sexist. You know, there are comments like, this skirt you are wearing, what do you want to do with this skirt? That's already a very sexist statement. That could also pass as you trying to be, you want to abuse her sexually.
Is it not a man's shoe?
You know, what?
In a statement like asking someone if the shoe is for a male.
Well, yeah. I mean, there are a lot of comments that could pass as you being sexist, and that can lead to you being sexually harassing the person. But that's not what we're talking about. That would be a conversation for another day.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think.
More messages on Facebook. I can see your comments, no doubt. But let's take more calls and find out who's ready to talk.
All right, you call us back 0700-993-993-993.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. What's up?
Collins, what's up?
Yes. Chest in life.
Ideas, perspective, universes, priceless pieces. What's going on, man? My name is Ralph Mienda. I've never called you before.
Wow.
But I listen to your voice, and I think that your voice has intense healing properties. I don't understand you. Where are you from? Honestly. Then your wife is beside you. Honestly, I think she has effects that are really a well of goodness. I don't understand it. What have you not born together to create kryptonite and kill Superman? Is it the apple?
Is it really the apple?
Honestly. Let me tell you something very germane. Now let's go to BTs.
Yeah.
BTs mean brass tacks. Let me tell you something very germane now. 400 years of slavery, and still the black man still has a mental erosion in his brain cells. The black man has been proved to have a bigger brain as compared to other humanoids, but they still have that mental erosion. When you talk about marriages and bonding and conjugations on that level, I don't know why that happens. I don't understand it. That's number one. Number two is the fact that, look, marriage is a linguistic pattern. Marriage is a control tool by society. Marriage is a redemptive journey that many people don't understand. Can you speak the language? When people go into marriage, they go with some perceptual structures. Okay, I go marry this person because society is making a marriage. Conjugate with this person. I must cavort with that person. Sometimes it doesn't work that way. And it becomes a problem. I remember in 1662, when the marriage vows were first evolved in Windsor Castle in England, 200 years before the invention of Coca-Cola, 1828, 200 years before 1885, that the Eiffel Tower was built in Paris.
Yeah.
All these things, at that time, there was a chaotic marriage disorder. That is why those books, that book is 1662, that marriage book was evolved. Do you follow the pattern of that book? So what book man talk about today, okay, the man married me, the man told me to treat me one kind. He told me to second feed you. Now second fellow, he could tell you to. I have a sister that she's going through some pain, torture, angst, and defeat in her marriage now. And I told her that one of the biggest problems women have sometimes is that they get married to GCE. If you get married to a man, we get GCE, no problem. GCE means a general crime entrepreneur. If you get married to a general crime entrepreneur, then you're going to have this problem. So what you need to do is not to leave that marriage. What you need to do is to become a relationship entrepreneur. Entrepreneurship is digging deep into the fabrics of your marriage and engineering yourself and driving it and knowing what to do at each time. Do not just give up. Do not throw yourself overboard. What you need to do is to be a relationship entrepreneur. They're going to call you names. I know Andrew might know. They're going to call you names. They're going to call you labels. They're going to give you appellations. But you don't stop. They call you cow. They call you fool. They call you baboon. But when they call you cow, you know what you're going to say? You say, I love that name, but cow. I mean that I'm a construction of wonder.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I mean, a lot of points said.
That's a lot.
Back in time.
That's a lot.
But the takeaway from that is that put in the efforts to make it work instead of just walking away, understanding what you're going into before you step into. That's what I made from the
conversation. All right. Our conversation is still centered around marriages then and now. What were the changes? I think we'll take a few calls. I mean, a few messages, rather.
Yeah, because our time is fast spent.
Exactly.
Power solutions around the corner.
Yeah. Okay. Quickly. Let's see now. This is coming from Larry's. Larry says, good morning, Collins and Andrea. Hope your weekend was beautiful. Thank God it's Monday. And he says, Collins, I'm wishing you a quick recovery.
Thank you.
Jeff from Ecotton says, well done, Andrea and Collins. The answer is simple. People in marriages were more tolerating back in the day. All right. Quickly now, Mercy from Ikorodu says, what changed in that woman is that women became more empowering and people are more enlightened now. What our parents tolerated and endured in marriages, this generation is rejecting. My mom died 25 years ago. My dad remarried 13 years after her death, and he is currently undergoing a divorce.
Wow.
Okay, he's talked in his ways where the world has changed. I love you guys. Keep the great work. Thank you. Mercy.
Well, next break, and then we'll wrap this up and bring you the power solutions. Maybe we'll have another time tomorrow to talk more about this, right?
Right.
We'll be right back.